This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
The struggle for authenticity. This morning's commentary is sponsored by WaFed Bank. South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem, considered a possible running mate for Donald Trump, has a new book out in which she explains that 20 years ago on her farm, she shot her 14-month-old dog because it was untrainable and was killing the chickens. And she says she included this story because she is tired of inauthentic politicians.
I talk about it because what I'm tired of in this country is politicians who pretend to be something that they're not.
Whereas she is someone who can take charge and does not shy away from tough challenges, except for one particular tough challenge. In her book, she wrote, quote, "I remember when I met with North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un. I'm sure he underestimated me." Well, on Face the Nation yesterday, Margaret Brennan asked her point blank,
"Did you meet Kim Jong-un?"
Well, you know, as soon as this was brought to my attention, I certainly made some changes and looked at this passage, and I've met with many, many world leaders.
She won't give a direct answer, so Margaret asks again.
So you did not meet with Kim Jong-un? That's what you're saying?
No, I've met with many, many world leaders.
It's like you ask your kid, "Who broke the dish?" And the kid says, "I've handled many dishes that did not break." See, that's not the question. So Margaret asks again.
I'm not going to talk about my specific meetings with world leaders.
Nobody asked you about other world leaders, just the one. Did you meet him or not?
I take responsibility for that being in the book. And as soon as it was brought to my attention, I asked for it to be changed.
But how does a mistake like that happen? This is like trying to figure out who overlooked the missing bolts. Except in this case, Margaret Brennan reminds Kristi Noem that she read the passage about Kim Jong-un aloud for the audiobook.
You didn't catch these errors when you were recording it?
Oh, Margaret, as soon as it was brought to my attention, I took action to make sure that it was reflected. And listen, this is what is so discouraging about politics and the media today.
Yes, the media, always trying to find things out. How dare they? Now, I understand a politician not wanting us to cover a sleazy sexual encounter, but this is the opposite. This is about not encountering someone. It was almost as if Kristi Noem wants us to think she actually did meet him, but that it was supposed to be a secret.
There are world leaders that I've met with that are in this book. There are many that I've met with that are not in this book. But I'm not going to talk to you about those personal meetings that I've had with world leaders.
And then she says that even though the mention of the meeting with Kim Jong-un was being taken out of the book,
I'm not retracting anything.
Okay.
I'm not retracting anything.
Okay. But I have to say, this new generation of authentic politicians is sounding a lot like the old generation.